This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top U.S. and British diplomats on Wednesday made a rare visit to Ukraine and announced $1.5 billion more in aid for Kyiv, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British counterpart David Lammy went together to the Ukrainian capital in a show of support and announced the aid, much of which is aimed at boosting an energy grid Russia's been hammering before the winter. President Volodymyr Zelensky and other officials used the visit to re-up pleas for Western nations to allow the use of long-range weapons they've provided deeper inside Russia. Blinken noted throughout the war,
"We have adjusted and adapted as needs have changed, as the battlefield has changed."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called the Israeli military's killing of an American activist in the West Bank totally unacceptable, and said Israel must do more to make sure it never happens again. Israel has taken responsibility for the death, and Biden said the U.S. government expects continued access to the criminal investigation into the shooting. The 26-year-old, who was also a Turkish national, was shot dead on Friday at a protest march in an area where Palestinians have been repeatedly attacked by far-right Jewish settlers. Israel has said her death was accidental. An Israeli strike hit an UNRWA school building sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza on Wednesday, killing 10 and wounding several others, the Palestinian Ministry of Health said. People could be seen gathering human remains, some of which were placed in blankets and some in plastic bags. A man with severe wounds to his leg was seen being placed into an ambulance. This